We've been talking through some of the plants which are going to be put onto the garden bridge, and I've been explaining to the students how a planting is a composition. It's like putting a painting together, but using the raw materials instead of paint, they're plants. So I've been trying to evoke for them how lush and lovely and exciting this garden bridge is going to be. And then we've been actually planting out small beds at the Oasis City Farm using some of the plants from one of the glades on the bridge and getting the students to use their imagination about how these things might go together.
Now, you've had an association with the South Bank and Waterloo for many years. It's fair to say there's still quite a few of your neighbours who aren't convinced about the garden bridge, whether it be because of the use of public money or its impact on the Thames and views and trees. What would you say to your neighbours who are sceptical or critical of the project?
I think the garden bridge is going to be an extraordinary and a unique thing in the very heart of our very urban city. And to be able to walk out over the river into a garden that is inviting the seasons in and is going to be full of birds and bees and providing interest throughout every day of the year and is free access for all will be a wonderful thing. We've got lots of terrific parks in London, but not many gardens that you can go into free of charge and see what we're very good at doing in this country, which is gardening.
How important do you think it is that local young people on both sides of the river are involved in this project, and will the members of the youth board be able to make a meaningful contribution to how the project develops?
I think it's important that kids understand the benefits of green in the city, and I think that's one of the things that we've been able to start the process with today. I think a lot of kids who live in the city are very detached from ecology and from knowing about the way that things grow, and I think this has been a really great and instructive day today to start to get them used to the idea of a wonderful garden being a very close thing.